Hey, let's get to one of these emails we have here. Ben okay. from Missouri writes, we're renovating our kitchen a little at the time because it's hard for our family to be without it for very long. We have four kids under the age of 14. So far, we've managed to keep the big jobs to a day or so. We replaced the counters in one long Saturday, and we painted the cabinets one section at a time. The thing that has us stumped is the floors. How can we lay tile and grout it without losing 2 or 3 days to drying time? Boy, there's some frustration in there, and you know that kitchen is really the center point of the whole entire house. So yes, it's a little more of a challenge here. But Ben, so I feel your pain. We're always fighting drying times on our projects for the television show because we usually only have just a few days with each homeowner to complete their projects, and the key is planning the work and choosing the right products. So be sure you have everything you need before you begin. Buy the trowel and the grout float and reserve a wet saw at your local rental center. Don't forget the knee pads. You'll thank me later on that one. And next, choose materials with short drying times. Now, the key to that, and this we talk about custom building products a lot, they make a thin set mix called Speed Set. And Speed Set that is designed to cure very quickly, forming high early strength for dense grout joints. Really important. That means it's walkable in about 4 hours, and it's highly stain resistant and easy to use. So it might be another long Saturday, but depending on the size of your kitchen and stamina, you could all get it done in one day. Why don't you go to custombuildingproducts.com and check out the Speed Set? I've seen it used. I've used it, and certainly their Prism Grout is like the top of the line, best stuff you can get. And with all the other benefits of stain resistance and all, that's a good way to go. Best of luck to you, Ben from Missouri, and hope we'll be able to hear from you at the successful tile project. And Joe, you know, we talk about phase remodeling a lot. Here's a good example right. of it where, you know, you have to have that critical path of things that you do first, second, third, and so forth. But if you do that, just like Ben's doing here, he's going to end up with a great looking kitchen without having to do it all at one time.
Right. And the thing that I was thinking about as you're reading Ben's email is that it wasn't that long ago that maybe a few years ago that we'd get very few calls about DIYers doing tiling jobs.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's like, you know, once they learn how to do it and they start talking to their neighbors and they give us a call if they get stumped and they need us to help them solve a problem. You know, tiling is a great way to save a little money and enhance the resale value of your home, if nothing else.
And if you want to get some real deep details on that, Joe Truini has an excellent tile book that's available at todayshomeowner.com and amazon.com.